Welcome to this week's website review. Today I'm going to tell you about 6 different websites. First of all, for everyone who loves films and the cinema, there's movieworld.com. This is a brilliant site which tells you all about the latest films. There are interviews with the stars and a place for you to send your opinions about these new movies. There's also an on-site shop where you can buy everything from old film posters to the latest DVDs, which are much cheaper than in the shops. If you enjoy playing games on your computer, then try gameplay.com. There's enough to keep you busy for hours, from board games and puzzles to sports and action games. It's also got good links to other game sites, which are easy to use. Some of the other sites have more modern games than gameplay.com, but with quite a lot of them, you have to register before you can play. Then there's the Delta Book site. It was the first and is probably the most well-known site where you can buy books online. Most other book sites have copied what they do, but in my opinion, they are still the leaders. It now has excellent sections for music, gifts, and games, and a children's section which is aimed at parents. For books, there are better prices on other sites. Do you like exciting sports? Then log on to sportextreme.com, where you can learn about everything from skydiving to whitewater rafting. Each sport has its own section with lots of information about the sport, photos, etc. They're thinking of setting up chat rooms too in the next few weeks. The site is fantastic to look at. In fact, it's worth a visit just for the design, even if you're not interested in extreme sports. MyMusic.com is a great new site if you're a rock fan. It's a fun site. But the best thing, in my opinion, is you can get the words of lots of songs on screen. And they're sung by little cartoon characters, which have been designed to look like the real singers. But don't expect to find more traditional things like concert tickets, interviews, or photos. And finally, if you're thinking of logging on to funny.com to have a laugh at some jokes, don't bother. It really shouldn't be called funny.com because it isn't funny, that is. It used to be a great site to find stories, jokes, cartoons, but I don't think it has been updated since it started. The jokes are rather old and it's a bit slow. Try laugh.com instead. So that's it for this week. More website news next week.